Through wisdom, a house is built, and by understanding, it is established. By knowledge, the rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant riches. Proverbs 24:3-4. Bishop Patrick Bruce is a seasoned minister of the gospel, bringing decades of experience in pastoral and administrative leadership. He is a man of great wisdom, humility, and faith. He is the senior pastor of Grace Cathedral, a thriving community church under the Dag Heward Mills Ministries, located in Apramasi in Kumasi, Ghana. Now, let's hear him.
This morning, I'm happy to be here, and I believe that God is going to speak to us. Balance. Balance is the ability to walk in a straight line, upright, and not go one way or the other. When you lose balance, what happens is What happens is you fall. And this morning, it just struck me that we must find the balance between effort and faith. We must find the balance between letting the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, do what he will do, and then you too doing what you will do. Because there's the one extreme where you use all your efforts to try and do something. But that effort of man, by my experience, it rarely works. I mean, rarely have you seen anybody achieve much by great efforts, because we forget, we make mistakes, we come short. Great efforts rarely achieve much. On the other hand, those who are super spiritual, is that the word? Super spiritual, who are just believing Joshua's brother, always Shabaya, 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 but they don't learn. Those who don't work, but they are praying all the time, they too don't do well. Because God doesn't just send money from heaven. In all my life, I've not seen money drop from heaven before, since I was born. I don't know who has seen some before. All the money on earth is for men. What you have done that men will give you. So you can pray to God, but if a man, you don't let a man give you, you will not get anything. So there's a balance that we have to find. Believing in God and letting God guide your life. And then the other effort, the other part is you too, you must do the best you can with what you have. Amen. Anyway, I'll come back here one day. But today we are not on this subject. It just struck me to share it with you that we need to find balance. We need to walk. We are spiritual. We are talking about being like Jesus. We are spiritual, but we must also be wise. We must be wise, and we must be able to use the gifts and talents we have in the best possible combination. Hallelujah. I remember a very long time ago, there was a cooking competition that we went to watch. We didn't take part, went to watch. And what happened was they set a table, and they put all the ingredients there. Everything is there. And then they called 6 men. It was on campus. 6 men, go and cook. Cook something, jollof and something. They all had the same ingredients. But what came out was very different. It was very, very different. And my friend won. Hey! His food was nice. He was always cooking. Oh, please. He was always cooking in the hall. But they all had the same ingredients. A bit of beef, a bit of this, a bit of salt, sugar, pepper, everything, chicken. And now use it. So all of us have the ingredients, faith and wisdom. But you have to use it in the best possible manner. Don't use too much salt. The food will fail. And don't use no salt. Nobody will eat it. So you must balance it. And if you use salt and no pepper too, it won't work. And there are other spices that you don't know about, which if you add, it will make it nicer. One day my son fried an egg for me. I said, hey, not this one. It's big brother. I said, I know fried egg. You add salt. No. They added many other things. Look, when it came, when the egg came, I said, what is this? It has become red. They said, no, eat it. And I ate it. I said, since then, it's the best egg I've eaten. They added, I don't know what they added. Do you know what they added? Different things. Different. It was nice. So there's more to life than salt and pepper. But it takes wisdom to mix it. Are you listening? It takes wisdom to mix it in a certain combination so that you benefit. Otherwise, you'll be passing through life and you say, God hasn't helped me. It's not true. It's not true. God is trying to help you. God is here to help you. God is doing what he can to help you. But sometimes you don't mix the things well, or you ignore one whole thing, or you just move in a different direction. But this morning, God will help you. And I believe that will not be the same. We are being changed and transformed gradually, gradually, to become more and more like Jesus. Father, thank you so very, very much for every opportunity, every chance we have to gather like this in your presence. Lord, we are not here by coincidence or by just a chance, but you have gathered us here, oh Lord. From the beginning of time, you knew this day would arrive, and here we are. Bless us. Let this gathering here be unto you. Let it be a supernatural event in our lives. And bless us just because we came. Thank you so very, very much. In Jesus' name. And all the same said, amen. God bless you. You may be seated. This morning we are talking about our Christianity. And I've been very concerned these days about how many of us are not correct. Amen. Amen. Because we say we are Christians, the expectation is you are like Christ. Is that simple? Okay, ask anybody, who are you or what are you? Are you a Muslim? I'm from a Hindu country. Hinduism is rife. Plenty. I have some Hindu temple pictures I have here. I don't know where it is. Look, and then there's also another Buddhist place. So, my brother, what are you? Ask him about what are you? What do you say? Are you a Christian? If you are a Christian, then there should be some similarity between you and Christ. Because that is why you are called a Christian, is a follower of Christ. Amen. And the aim is that you are becoming more and more like him as you grow older and older. There should be more and more Christ-likeness about you. We should be able to see faster and faster. Some people, when you see them at first, you're not sure what they are. Or it's not true. They are people. But as you get to know them, then you see their real character, their real behavior. This guy is a very foolish boy. This girl is a very slippery girl. This guy is always crooked. He's always trying to do 419. As you get closer, you can see them better and better. But some people too, from far, you can see them. You can see their behavior at once. Because that behavior has taken over fully. Now, we are Christians, are we not? And so we are trying to become more and more like Christ. It should become, tell anybody, it should be easier and easier to see Christ in you. It should not be, we shouldn't be guessing, this guy, this girl, is she a Christian? She wears proper dresses. But the way she talks, I mean, she will wear a nice dress, cover her knees, cover her breasts, cover everything. But when she's talking, sharp razor knife. Hey, yeah, you're not sure whether she's a Christian or not. Oh, you don't understand what I'm saying. Oh, the boy, this guy looks okay. He goes to church. He see him holding a Bible. But when he opens his phone, they see pornography. Hey, we are not sure what he is. Because we see a bit of both. Are you listening? So we are trying. We are trying to become more like Jesus. So that when somebody looks at you, he won't have to think. You won't have to wonder. And you too, you will know clearly what you are, that I'm a Christian. And this is what Christians do. Hallelujah. I didn't hear a good amen. So today we are talking about Jesus Christ, to know him better and better. And this morning, I want to plant a seed into your heart and your mind that will help you to grow and become like Jesus. Hallelujah. I didn't hear your amen this morning. There is one problem we must remove at the beginning. Is it okay? There is one misunderstanding that Luke chapter 18. There is one misunderstanding that I must remove right away. Because if this thing is not removed, we will forever struggle. We'll forever struggle and not. Luke 18 verse 10. Two men went up to pray in the temple. The one a Pharisee and the other a publican or a tax collector. And the Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself. Very interesting. God, I thank you that I am not as other men are. Extortionists, that means scammers, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess. 13. But the publican, standing afar off, would not so much as lift his eyes up unto heaven, but smote upon his breast. And he said, God, be merciful for me. I am a sinner. Oh God, have mercy on me. I am a sinner. Hallelujah. Oh, are you here? These two men just finished praying. And then look at what Jesus said. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other one. The other one went home the same. So this morning, you must start this discussion. And remove this thought from your mind. I am okay. Remove it from your mind. I am okay. Are you listening? Because once you say, I am okay, you are this man going home not justified. Even worse is the one who says, I am not too bad. I am not too bad. Meaning that I can continue as I am. What I'm doing is okay. Are you listening? So once that mind is in your head, I am not too bad. I am okay. All I am saying here is a waste of time. It will not change anything in your life. Because as I say, let's do this. You say, oh no, what I'm doing already is okay. What I'm doing right now is okay. It's not too bad. And so I want you to tell your neighbor, you should bow your head and say either publicly or in your heart, I am not correct at all. I am not correct at all. And you see, look at people who smile a lot. Some of them, they are very bad. Oh, it's not true. People who smile and they are very nice, looking very, they can be smiling. They are, it's just, what is called ajimboni. It's bad in their head. No. So you must tell your neighbor that, in fact, you don't know me. Tell a neighbor, in fact, you don't know me. You think I'm correct, eh? No, tell a neighbor, as I'm sitting here, this Sunday, I can see some nice men wearing white. You think I'm correct? No. I am not. Look, my mind. I don't know whether you are listening to me this morning. Nobody knows. Only you know your mind. Only you know your mind. And me too, I can imagine some minds. I suspect your mind is not correct at all. I suspect that those who look nicer are more, it's inversely proportional. Those who look nicer are more incorrect in their minds. Yeah. Amen. So this morning, don't sit here and tell me I'm okay. that, oh, what you are saying, let's discuss and let's see. No. What I'm bringing is a far better option. What I'm bringing is a far better way to live your life than what you are doing now. What you are, you know, it's amazing. I just thought of something very surprising. I have left a very beautiful country to come to my baller and pothole country. Oh, it's true. My baller, and when I get to the airport, no, it's not baller around. I say, ah, we are home. When we left Accra and went some small distance down and the road became bad, ah, we are home. So we have left a very nice country to a much worse place. But do you know the shocking thing? We are happy. We are happy to be in this place because it's ours. So some of you, you have a very crazy mind, very backward, evil mind, but you are happy with that mind because it's yours. You've had it all your time, all your life. You spent your whole life living in Bola, rubbish, no water, light off, light on. It's your life. You are used to it. So when you leave the working country, there you are okay there. But when you come to your own country, you're at home. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Yes. So let's change. Amen. Tap your neighbor's head. You have to change your mind. You have to change how you think to become more and more like Jesus. Amen. Proverbs 23 and verse 7. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So this morning, I'm not interested at the moment in what you do. I am trying to start to make us think in a certain way. Don't worry, there's nothing to do. After today's sermon, there's nothing to do. It's just start thinking in a certain way. Okay? When you leave here today and going home, don't say the pastor said I should go and fast, I should go and pray, I should go and give offering, so we're going bath. No. There's nothing to do. It is simply that, look, let's think about what he said and start thinking in that way. Hallelujah. Philippians chapter 2 and verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Which is a very nice, well-known scripture, but doesn't ring comfortable in our modern world. So in the ERV, it says it in a very nice way. In your life together, think the way Jesus Christ thought. In your life, currently, right now, start to think in the same way Jesus thought. So as Jesus thought, let us think about it. Hallelujah. Let us think about it. And when you start thinking in a certain way, your behavior will change. I mean, just right now, our church member is in the hospital. Is it hospital or hospital? Hospital. Hospital. It's the hospital right now. And he broke his hand. To me, broken hand. Pumping. Where? Hospital. Straight. Don't pass anywhere. But not his family. To them, broken hand, bone setter, or herbal treatment. Go and find leaves, and go and find what? Herbs, and go and find calabash, and then do something. That's to them. Are you listening? Yes, to them. Straight. They were, you see, they are not even confused. Not at all. They're not confused. They are very sure of what they are doing. Broken hand, straight to local traditional herbalist who will fix it for you. Whereas for me, broken hand straight, where? Pumping, hospitals. Don't even go home. You go and pack a bag. So it's a way of thinking. Now, nobody was born thinking one way or the other way. You acquire it. So if you are in a village where there's no doctor, no clinic, no anything, then what you are used to is traditional medicine. If you are born in New York City and you go to Massachusetts, what will you go to a herbalist? Will you go to any such man? Because you are also exposed to a certain kind of thinking. So this morning, we are being exposed to a new kind of thinking. Can I have an amen? And I want this thinking. I'll give you no more of thoughts. I want this thinking to be the way you think. Hallelujah. You know, some people are able to walk in town wearing very short skirts. Or I've not seen some before. Ask a lady nearby you, can you wear a very short skirt like Pyoto? Can you wear a short skirt like that? Can you wear Caroline? You cannot. You know, can you wear a short skirt like this? As you're walking, and you walk like this. Can you wear a skirt like that? Why not? Because I've seen other girls like you, your age, wearing similar skirts. Yeah. You have not seen some before? I've seen some. Where I'm coming from is very common there. Oh, short like this. Oh, very short. And the reason why you can't do it, but they can, is because how their mind works. It's not their body at all. So I'm overweight. I'm like, no. It is the mind that is like, I can wear this thing. Whereas you, Ellie, please say, this thing, Tofi Akwa, never. I will not wear it. I would rather wear my jeans and something that covers. It is how your mind works. So I am going to plant a seed in your mind and start thinking in a certain way so that from today you are becoming more and more. And you see, this mind is the mind Jesus had. It's the mind Jesus had. So if you are able to keep this mind in you, it will help you. Hallelujah. So number one, I don't know what number it is because it's the first topic. Think about others. Think about others. Hallelujah. Look, the default setting, Philippians 2, verse 4. Before the think about others, before the mind of Jesus, he's telling you of the mind of men. Give me 2 and 4, 4 and 5, if possible. Verses 4 and 5. Verse 5 is how Jesus thought. And he's going to contrast it with men. And he said, look not every man on his own things. This is how most of us are. You are selfish. You are selfish. Most of us, this is how we are. And I think that is the greatest problem of mankind. The fact that you think only of yourself. You think of your comfort. You think of your life. When you have money, you think, what can I do? Your mind is on yourself. You know, I was just thinking recently about trotro drivers and taxi drivers. You know something? They don't care about others. They just, when they see a passenger who is bringing money, to whom? To them. And you flag me down. I'm stopping here. There is a car behind me who is also going to somewhere. Do you care? Do they care? Not at all. And you see a trotro driver will park at the junction. No car can come, no car can go. I will say which junction. The junction is not far from here. No car. We are all standing there. And he has opened his window with his hand on the elbow on the window. Just asking. And you are just waiting. The person is standing far away. He's just standing there. Pom, pom, ping, ping, ping. No. I don't care. Amen. And you see, you think it's bad driving. It's not bad driving. It's thoughtlessness. Not to think about another person. Not to wonder how, what about this person? What about, where is he going? Maybe he's in a hurry. I'm blocking the road. I'm just causing traffic. I'm just standing there. I don't know. Tap your neighbor. The biggest problem of mankind is selfishness. The biggest problem. Yeah, selfishness. And that is what brought Lucifer down. I will rise up. I will sit. I will become. That's all. And then that's what brought Adam also down. They told Adam, hey, that fruit, if you eat it, you'll be like God. Adam said, really? I'll be like God? I have seen God. God is there. I'm here. They said, oh, don't worry. This fruit, when you eat it, the tree of good and knowledge, you become like God. And he said, I can be like God. Yes, you become like God. Bring the fruits. Bring it. And he ate it. He didn't become like God. Amen. But what I want you to start to begin from, you know, if I ask us here, how many are selfish? Only half will raise their hand. Oh, yes, only half. Because there are some half people who they suspect they are selfish. They know they are selfish. And they know that I'm not a giver. But it's wrong. And sometimes those who don't raise their hands are more selfish. Oh, yes. Because they are not even aware of it. They are defaultly, selfishly living their lives. And so this morning, our first how Jesus taught, which is what I want you to adopt starting today, is think about others. Amen. Think about others. Hallelujah. Matthew 22, giving you 5 points. Then we are closed. There are more than five. There's always more than five, but I'm giving you 5 points. Matthew 22, verse 36. Master, which is the great commandment in the law? Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. Amen. This is the first and great commandment. The man didn't ask again, but Jesus went on himself. Then he said, the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. You know, people have said that this one, it is equalizing neighbor and yourself. So it's not putting neighbor ahead of you. No. It is putting neighbor ahead of you because we know you love yourself. But now we are telling you, love your neighbor. Amen. Oh, I said amen. Amen. Love, look, the hierarchy, the divine hierarchy of relationships is God first. Do we accept? You're quiet today. Do you accept God first? Yeah. That one too is a discussion because it has to be clear. Not all have God first. God first. Others second. Others second before yourself. Amen. Jesus, Luke chapter 19. Why did Jesus come to this earth? Jesus came to seek and to save the lost. That is, you see, it tells you of the priority of others. I mean, many of us, you don't think of others. And I mean, fine, we'll say we have our own problems. We'll say we have our own bills. How many have bills you have not paid yet? Can I see your hand? You have outstanding bills. Okay. How many have bills coming? They haven't come yet, but they are coming. And as they are coming, oh, this side you don't have bills. You have children here. That's why. Let me come to the grown-ups. Yeah, bills are coming. That you know it will be a bill. Yeah. And you may have to organize yourself to conquer that bill. That's how life is. Even their children, they have bills coming. Yeah. It is a default setting that you think about yourself. How can I conquer this bill? How can I overcome this issue? That is what it is. But Jesus, I want to, you see, and I'm not here talking about being a good citizen or a good worker. That's not why I'm here. I'm not here how to be a good Ghanaian. No, I'm here how to be a good Christian. All my talking right now, some of it may not make sense to you because we are not talking about you see, when an American comes here, sees the Ghana flag, he will not stand up. Why? It doesn't concern him. So some things are outside the realm of other people. So when we are discussing Ghanaians, then the Ghana flag and Mahama become champion and their big push become champion. And they are the main things we are looking for. And when you go to America and we are discussing Ghana, that same Ghana, they'll say, Ghana? Hey, Guyana? Ghana? Where is Ghana? Ghana? Is it near South Africa? I know, I have a friend in Pretoria. Do you know him? Yeah, That is nothing to them. Are you listening? It's nothing to them. So we are talking about Christians. Amen. Let me rewind. Ask your neighbor, are you a Christian? If you are, then the mindset must change. God others before you. If you are a Christian, if you are not a Christian, you are free to go home as you came. No problem. If you are not a Christian, you can behave as you like. No problem. I'll see you in hell when I'm in heaven. I'll be waving at you. Oh, my dear friend, you're in hell. They're too bad. God bless you and be warm. Because you're not a Christian. You're not a Christian. How can you, you're not a Ghanaian, enter into Ghana freely and easily? No, you need permission to enter into Ghana, to enter into Singapore. We have to get permission to enter into the country. You're not a Christian to enter into heaven. Tell somebody you are joking. Oh, say it well, you are joking. You're not a Christian and you want to go to heaven. Your mind is upside down. But if you are a Christian, a proper Christian, then this is the mind of Christ. Up until now, you have been doing your secondhand sanquas thinking. Let's change it now. Number one, what's number one? God. Number two is, what is number one? No, all of you are not saying it. Some of you are rebelling in my church. What's number one? God. Number two. And number three. This alone, I can end here. This alone should change your mind. This alone should change your life from this day forward. Because if it is others before you, if it's others before you, give me your last money. Give me money. It's others before you. This is our last money. You need it. I also need it. Who should get it? You see, you're quiet now. This is our, it's your money, stand up. It's your money. It's your last money. You need it. I need it. Who should get it? You see, a human being. This is a Ghanaian. Where are you from? Volta region. Yes, a Volta region Ghanaian. This is what it is. A proper Christian. You say, please, you can have it. Yeah. You are seeing how hard. That's why only a few are going to heaven. That's why just a few of us will cross that line. You see, wide is the gate and broad is the way going to fire. Yes, because it's hard to be a Christian. That's why so many of us are shabby Christians. You are a sanquas Christian. You are a Christian with many bad characteristics inside your life. You mind me again, I don't care. You are a Christian, it's true. You are a Ghanaian, but you're supporting Nigeria. What's wrong with you? What is wrong with you? Nigeria and Ghana are playing and supporting Nigeria. What is wrong with you? How can you be a proper Ghanaian and support this kind of a match? No. God first. Second is what? Others. Second is others. And then you are third. But you, many of us, even the idea of somebody before you is forget it. Forget it. That is why you are not a proper Christian. And all the other Christian characteristics are lost on you. That's why you are just the same. That's why you don't pray. You don't do fasting. You don't do many. All the other Christian things, you don't do them. Not because they are hard. Because you're not a proper Christian yet. You are not a proper Christian yet. Because yourself is still too high. It's still too high. And once yourself comes, your money, your time, your efforts is now directed at yourself. So all the other things that need money, time, and effort are left out. I don't know whether you're with me this morning. Number something. John 10:10. The thief cometh not, but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. That's the other side. Look at what Jesus said. I am come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. Amen. What does this thing mean? It means that your interaction, are you listening? Your interaction with other people, when it's over or when it has been done, the aim is that other person should be better off.
Your interaction, your anybody you meet with, anybody.
You know, we are not far. We have a lot of issues about people who are friends, who are strangers, who are acquaintances, and even some are enemies. So we have put people in different categories. So we help some and we don't help others. There are some people, when they need help, we'll give them. If Caroline asks me for 5 CDs, I'll give it right away. I won't give you. Right away. If a stranger in town asks for 5 CDs, I'll ask, who are you? I'll be careful. Because I don't have any links with them.
But that is not the mind of Christ.
The mind of Christ is anybody you deal with, my aim is that person will be better off. My life should be a blessing. Are you listening to me? My life should be a blessing to somebody else. Hallelujah. And that is why it should be possible. You know, maybe parents will understand this better. Because parents can easily take their last food, last money, and last things and give it to their children. Parents, oh, it's not true. Easily. And a parent can easily give. I mean, I have a bill. I have to buy my medicine for my surgery. You two have to buy medicine for your surgery. Buy her surgery first. Because let her live, let me die. That's a parent. Parents, and they don't feel it is sacrificial. They feel it's natural. This is what I should do. Because it is. I am here to enhance and give you a good life. Jesus takes this thing further. And he said, everybody you meet, your interaction with strangers should be, how can I help them? My aim. I don't know whether I've lost everybody in the room now, because they're saying this message is a hard message. Who can bear it? Let's go home and come next week, and then we'll try again, because this thing, mine is sharing, I don't enjoy it. I mean, that I should give my money to others. My last money, I should give to a stranger. Charlie. This one there is not. It's not like that. But that, you see, we are talking not about a good person, not about a kind person, but about a Christian. About a Christian, about a follower of Christ who begins to think like Christ. And then that is all. Now, Jesus said, greater love has no man than this, that a man should do what? Lay down his life for his friend. What can you give more than your life? It's the highest you can give. It's the highest you can give. Amen. Somebody once said something, and I've come to see it is true. If everybody was less selfish, there'll be too much for everybody. That's how come the early church, none had any need. The early church, nobody was in financial trouble. Nobody had rent unpaid. Because at any point in time, when one person has rent bill, somebody has extra money. And that person later on will come to a place where his car has broken down. He needs 5,000 to buy a new engine. Then somebody else has just got 5,000 extra money collected. But somebody is afraid that when I give... I won't get my own share. So it will break somewhere. Then because it will break, let me break it. Then it will end here. Then I'm safe. That is why everybody is not safe. But if everybody was to think, that's why the early church, they had the mind of Christ. That is how come they were able to live together. Mr. Friend, sit down. They're able to live together happily. You have come to stand my face like that. And nobody had any need. No, but everybody was okay. And you see, many of us, we are also planning and calculating on tomorrow and next week and next 2 weeks and next month and next year. Tell your neighbor, do you know when you will die? You are planning for next year. Ask him, with all due respect, do you know when you will die? So what is the plan for next year? Chop the money now and be free. Yeah, you never know. You are saving for what? It's a new discussion we'll have at another time. Hallelujah. Oh no, I'm very serious. Because you see, what did Jesus say? What did Jesus say? He said what? Give us this day our daily bread.
So you are supposed to live your life day by day, but you are sitting down and you are calculating months and years ahead. It's a useless calculation. As we are sitting here, my friend passed away last week. I was sitting by him just 2 weeks ago. Just 2 weeks ago, I was sitting by him at Apiedu right here. Then last week, today is what? Sunday. Wednesday or Thursday, I get a message. He has gone to heaven. Do you think he had planned to go to heaven this week? No. Nobody knows everything. Amen. I didn't hear a good amen. I want you to start thinking about others. Think about others. I said there's nothing to do because you don't do anything. Just start thinking first. We have more to talk about. Start thinking first about others. Amen. Your John 10:10, I have come that they might have and have life more abundantly. Let it be your mind from today. How can I help others? How can I help somebody? That's all. And can I help everybody? No, you can't. So that's not what I'm saying. That I'm here to become Father Christmas. I'm sharing money. Everybody who wants money, everybody get money. Everybody get... No. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying, listen carefully. The person you come in contact with who needs help, that is the Good Samaritan. That is the person who he came into contact with and he helped him. Jesus said, that is your neighbor. That is the man. He was a Samaritan. That is the man. The person you meet, you come into contact with, that you can help, you help. I didn't hear an amen. That is the mind of Jesus. Others. Seek and save the lost. Help people. This is all we are looking for. Amen. There's much more, but I think this is enough. Because if I give you more, you'll not accept it. This one cries. It's a roadblock. Hallelujah. And this is Jesus' mind. Even on the cross, he was thinking of his mother. And he said, listen, while I was here, I was somehow taking care of you one way or the other. I'm not here again. So in my pain and suffering, he was arranging John to take care of his mother. I want us to, are you listening to me this morning? I want us to start a new way of thinking. That now, look at your neighbor and tell him, how can I help? And you see, Kevin, come. You see, listen carefully. Many of us are worried to ask this question, how can I help you? Because he will answer and say, oh, I need a new pair of shoes, 300, 700 cedis. I need to buy some textbooks, 200 cedis. So I need a new phone, 900 cedis. I want a phone. 15,000, 1,005. So listen. You are afraid to ask him, how can I help you? But you are forgotten. He too will ask you, how can he help you? Yes, you can help me. Come here on time. Be here on time. You'll be amazed. Listen, I'm closing. You'll be amazed that what he needs, you can do. And what you need, he can give you. They do not have to be equal, because over time, it will equalize. They don't have to be equal. Like, okay, I give you 100, you to give me 250s. Then we are fair. It's not like that. I give you 100, I need some money for a taxi to go home. Get 100, take it and go home. And then that's all. What do you need? Today, nothing. But another time, I have a nephew looking for admission. You say, oh, bring him. Bring him to my school. Once the registration is 700, 900, 1,700, but for you is free. Hey, my 100 cedis taxi has given me 700 cedis, 900 cedis, free admission. Do you see how life works? Yeah. So I remember you. You just helped me the other time. I was at the roadside standing there. I couldn't go home. You dropped me. That petrol is how much? It's 1/4 of a liter.
I can drop you at somewhere and come back. But to them, I was stuck and you helped me. And that little effort has come back again in a much bigger, massive way. And you see, you are always calculating that selfishness. That selfishness is what we must drive out of us. Once it's gone, we'll suddenly be flowing in happiness and we'll be cared for totally, totally. Everybody is happy. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening. If you have been blessed by this message, please share it with someone who might also need to hear it. The Bible says, "The Lord gave the word, and great was the company that published it." To share a testimony or to request prayer, send us a message on WhatsApp to +2 332 059 112 75. God bless you.